back in the hall, Sports Radio 1450. Dave Scott and Sam Dossler. And welcoming to the show a man who needs no introduction. You've heard him right here on 1450, Kyle KB Belanger. Kyle, how's it going down in sunny Arizona?
Gentlemen, Sam, it is a pleasure to join you in the hall. It is, I mean, going really well, obviously. This is day number two of my experience here down, full day here. And it is, I mean, it's sunny. I haven't shoveled a thing since I've been here. And it is going really well. I mean, sort of today was the day here on Radio Row where we started to see, we saw some Hall of Famers come out. We saw some, you know, some big A-list football players come out. Of course, all of the big national shows are here, as is WHLL, right? CBS Sports Radio, 1450 The Hall. We are really kind of making Western Mass history with this. And tomorrow, I've been told, we should honestly expect some, like, Hollywood celebrities. So I don't know if you guys have any requests for me to, like, propose to anyone for you, like, wedding proposals. But propose to anyone you want me to.
None on the list right now, but maybe I'll shoot you a text later on tonight.
Anyone.
Yeah, you let me know, because I can make this happen. Of course, I've been completely sleep-deprived because I've been here for 2 days, and I've slept a total of 6 hours, but it's been a quality 6 hours. So,
well, that's all that matters.
Last night, and I do want to say before I go too far, that first of all, thanks for having me, and also I want to thank the people at Cold Stone Creamery who are making my coverage completely worthwhile. I mean, the Cold Stone Creamery people, you can cut me, and right now I bleed hot fudge. I've basically been living on pretzels and Cold Stone Creamery for 48 hours.
Now, Kyle, you talked about how you're on Radio Row. What's the atmosphere like? What's the feel? What's the vibe, the energy like on Radio Row?
It's a party. I mean, you know, right now I'm looking at someone wearing a Gronk jersey. The fans are in. They're circulating around. You know, early on in the morning when the AM shows get going, not many fans are here, but where I'm standing, I'm about a Sam Dostler 3-wood from the NFL fan experience. It's the Radio Row is a party, and then just on the other side of us is an actual party where the fans are invited in, and you can tell the fans who have paid for the full experience because they're also wandering around Radio Row. I think some of the crotchety older radio guys are probably not too happy with it. I love it. I think it really reminds us what we're here for, which is to have a lot of fun talking football. And, you know, you can tell just by looking at some of the radio shows here, and I'm not going to name any names, but you can tell looking at some of the radio programs and the radio stations, national and, yes, regional, and, yes, maybe even out of Boston, that take themselves a little too seriously. And then you can tell the ones like us who are, you know, we got our backpack on, and we're just sort of cruising around, chatting up some Hall of Famers. I spent some great time with Anthony Munoz today, talking to him about Deflategate. I got to touch Anthony Munoz's disgusting finger that is so legendary. Just having a really, really good time here, as I think everyone expects the Patriots to on Sunday.
Yeah, I know New England really thinks the Patriots are going to pull it out. You mentioned people having a good time, and I think that's, from what I've gathered from afar, that seems what it's all about, listening to different radio shows, national radio shows, whether it be on our station or other stations. And it seems like, for the most part, a lot of the people go down there, and yes, they're working hard, but it's also a chance to kind of take a step back, relax, and catch up with a lot of people that they haven't seen throughout the course of the year, maybe.
It is. And to give you an idea, if I wasn't on my cell phone right now, I would take a photo of what's walking by. There is a guy in a Rams uniform holding up a pennant saying, "Come home, Rams, we love L.A. a full uniform. It is. Everyone is having a great time. And, you know, I think that's the beauty of the Super Bowl. And we know there are a lot of big questions the NFL needs to answer someday. We know eventually the chickens are going to come home to roost on the traumatic brain injury front. We know the science will eventually catch up. But right now, this is about a party. This is about the Rams coming home to L.A. as I'm being, I think that's actually Flipper Anderson in there, if I'm not mistaken. It was a Jim Everett, not Chris Everett, but a Jim Everett uniform that just walked by. And yet people are having a great time. You look at sort of the nighttime too, and last night I had the opportunity, as I'm also working with the Wounded Warriors amputee football team this week, and tonight we have an incredible gala that we're putting on and a a game against the NFL alumni. Kenny Mayne's going to be playing in it. Snoop Dogg's going to be playing in it. I've heard Kurt Warner, Kurt Schilling, Larry Fitzgerald, some really huge names will be playing against an unbelievable team of Wounded Warrior amputees, men and women who have come back from battle and have given up limbs, given up parts of their body. And I am thrilled about that because, again, it moves the party. And it is a party. It's a celebration. I've spent a lot of time with those Wounded Warriors today. And, you know, the ability to network with them and to really see what matters in a moment like this when we're all talking about partying. It's great. It's been a fantastic time. Last night, you guys will appreciate this. Sammy, you'll love this. I was at a benefit last night with Dr. Jen Welter, who is still the only woman to play men's professional football. She's played 6 years in the Arena League. She invited me and one of our other friends, the amputee, Mike Smith, a fantastic story of his own that I'll get into later if you'd like. But we went to Scottsdale for a red carpet benefit that she invited us to. It was for a no-kill shelter, an animal shelter. They had a red carpet, and they were walking all of these dogs down to be adopted. And I kept seeing this giant lineman in there. There's like this big lineman. Clearly, he was a celebrity. And I couldn't figure out who he was. I was Googling names. Clearly wasn't him. Finally, Mike Smith, the soldier who I was with, was like, I'm going to do one thing and see if this works. Do you know who it was, Sam? How about Jahi White from Georgetown basketball?
Okay. There you go.
Jahi White. He looks like Vince Wilfork. This hasn't been a good 10 years for Jahi White.
No, not at all.
Has not been a good year for. It was sort of sad, but it was also like, this is great. I mean, Jahi White is. They dusted him off and they sent him out to this red carpet event.
Who would have thought that's the guy that would have turned up there?
Kyle, you're talking a lot about this Wounded Warrior Project, something that this station has actually dealt with, and you're down there helping out. So, if anybody listening now would like to help out or make donations, where would they find that?
That's an awesome question. Well, you can follow them on Twitter. It's at WWAFT1. It's the Wounded Warrior Assistant Amputee Football Team. And I'm going to tell you, if you want to bet on a winner, the Wounded Warriors are 9-0 against the NFL alumni. I'm not going to tell you what the spread is, but I'm just going to tell you to take the money line. Go money line Wounded Warriors tonight. If you can get a guy somewhere in Springfield that's willing to take the action, I'm guaranteeing a Wounded Warrior win.
Kyle, anything that you can possibly bet on, I'd leave it to you to do so. We are, of course, talking with Kyle Belanger. You may know him as KB, host of the Average Joe Show 2.0 right here on Sports Radio 1450. Kyle, you said you slept for 6 hours. I call that 6 hours too long. What else is in the itinerary, a typical day? Because your head must be just going in 1,000 different directions, which it does on a normal basis for anybody who knows you. So are you in like overdrive right now?
I am, and you might be able to tell just by my tone of the segment. It is, the stimuli are amazing here. So the way that Radio Row is organized is you walk into a giant conference room. Think about the MassMutual Center Conference Center times five. I mean, it's giant. Dressed up really beautifully. I've been posting photos tweeting out at night as well for my personal Twitter account at Kyle Belanger 1. You can see really what it is. In the center of the room, in a giant diamond, taking up about a third of the room, is the NFL Network. They've got things sculpted out of them as well they should. I mean, this is their event. And then throughout the room, there are four pods. And in those pods, I'd say roughly 60 to 70 different radio programs and radio stations just there, just waiting for these celebrities to walk by. And so today, you know, in a matter of, I think, 3 hours, I rolled my ankle on LaDainian Tomlinson. I ran into your cousin, Mike Greenberg. I accidentally elbowed Dan Marino in the chest. I mean, it's because it's such a crush of humanity. But it is. If you don't slow the game down, you can find yourself getting really bat-raced because it is a who's who in athletics today.
Now, ABC 40 did a really good piece about you heading down there, and in that you talked about how you were going to get in touch with your classes at Springfield College. Me and Dave, obviously, both had you at Springfield, so this is great to really get Springfield College on the map in an even bigger sense as far as the sports media world goes. How have you tied your classes back into what you've done? Have you had time to do that, quite frankly?
Yeah, I did today, actually. It was such a pleasure. Today, my sports broadcasting class met at 1 o'clock, and so I took some time away from walking around with Anthony Munoz and Clint Bruce, an incredible wounded Navy SEAL. Clint Bruce, not a wounded warrior, a Navy SEAL who played 4 years at Navy, is widely considered one of the two best football players ever to come out of Navy, was offered a linebacking career with the Baltimore Ravens, instead enlisted and joined the Navy SEALs. And so I took some time away, and I FaceTimed in, and I actually walked around Radio Row showing them exactly what this looks like. Andre Roberts is walking by me right now. Andre Roberts has put in literally 9 hours of interviews today. I have never seen a young NFL player walk around. He has not said no to an interview today, the Arizona Cardinals, a wide receiver. But so I FaceTimed in, and I showed them what it looked like. And I'm afraid it must have looked chaotic, but you know what? It's pretty damn chaotic here. And so what I'm planning on doing is tomorrow I'm up bright and early. I'm working with Boomer and Carton on our CBS sports radio program out of New York. And I'm bringing Clint Bruce here at like 4 a.m. And I'm going to make some actual like podcasts. I'm going to do some videos, some standalone videos that I'll post on our Facebook page, the show's Facebook page, and the station's Facebook page. I'm going to put those up just to show people exactly what it looks like, because it's hard to compress into a small iPad screen when there's also, you know, the Wi-Fi in here is being eaten up by
everybody,
700 different people doing it at the same time. So it's crazy.
Cal, we love hearing about your experience down there, and we can't thank you enough for just putting Western Mass Sports Radio and Springfield College and everything that you are associated with on the map. And while we'd love to...
This is great. This is fun. This isn't work. Are you kidding me? I get to build a company for this?
But Cal, you are down there to talk about or cover the Super Bowl. And before we let you go, we actually do want to ask you some questions about the game itself and the vibe down there and people you've had a chance to get to talk to. Any clear-cut favorites in this game?
I will tell you right now, just anecdotally, there are far more Seattle Seahawks jerseys walking around today. I don't know, and I was out walking around downtown. There's about a 9-city block area that's been cordoned off, and there are far more Seattle Seahawks jerseys, Seattle Seahawks t-shirts, and I think that might just have something to do with the proximity. I mean, we are out west, and you know, who knows, maybe the Boston folks will roll in later. I know the Gronk bus yesterday was in Tennessee, so I don't know where the Gronk party bus is.
Probably a few delayed flights out of probably a few delayed flights out of New England too.
Yeah, exactly. So right now I would say there's a very decided Seattle Seahawks feel to it, but I think that if we talk again later in the week, if you want to talk again, or even next week, if you want to check in again next Wednesday when I'm back, I'm sure that's going to sway back the other way. Because also, the number of Northeastern transplants here in Phoenix is pretty major. You know, I think there's a decided Seattle feel, but I think the people who live here and are working today and are transplanted from the Northeast, those are the Patriot fans that are going to show up. I heard somewhere on the way in this morning, bright and early, that right now tickets outside of the door here are going for upwards of $6,000.
Yeah, the cheapest ones I was able to find, I say cheapest with a little bit of irony, was $2,900. That was a couple weeks ago. $2,900 was the cheapest. So Kyle, you mentioned you'll be back. So what's your schedule actually looking like for the next week? When are you coming back? When are you going back?
I am, believe it or not, I'm heading out on Friday. I don't want a piece of this game. It is this is such a crush. So Friday night, immediately after we do Radio Row all day, I fly out at 12:30 in the morning. Are you kidding me? Why would I stay for a game and then fly out with 100,000 people? P.S. There's going to be 600,000 people at the Waste Management PGA event. That's 700,000 people trying to get out Sunday night. No, thank you. I'll be home. I'll be in Western Mass. I'll be in South Hadley. I'll be eating wings, and I'll be watching the Patriots beat the Seahawks by 10 points in my own home in South Hadley.
Kyle, speaking of the Patriots, a topic I hate to bring up. I know I promised Sammy we were done with it earlier in today's show. Media day, obviously, yesterday. Obviously, lots of Deflategate questions. That has come and gone. Are we finally past this?
I would say so if I didn't spend so much time today hearing people ask Anthony Munoz his opinion, and then ask Michael Irvin his opinion, and then ask... I just listened to a James Lofton interview. I was sitting next to James Lofton, the great Buffalo Bills receiver, with a station out of Denver, and it was 10 minutes about Deflategate. I think we are over it. I think the two markets are over it, Seattle and New England. But I also know that there are about 80 other markets that are represented here that, in fact, are not over it. And I think also, because let's be honest, I'm not sure if Sioux Falls, South Dakota wants to talk about Revis against Sherman for the next 3 days. I'm not sure if Nashville, Tennessee is quite prepared to talk about, Gronkowski versus Luke Wilson. That'll come Friday, maybe. But right now, for all of the other markets, you're seeing the need to move the needle. And that's what's happening.
Kyle, we can't thank you enough for joining us from down in sunny Arizona. Can't wait to come back and enjoy the lovely New England weather once more.
It is gorgeous here. Right now it's 73 degrees, bright.
Uh-huh,
it's just unbelievable.
That's great. That's good.
He is
kidding, of course.
He is Kyle Belanger, host of the Average Joe Show 2.0. You can find him every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday and Friday right here on Sports Radio 1450. Kyle, safe travels. Thank you for everything you're doing for Western Mass, and always love talking to you.